Hi, everyone. Welcome to The Good Stuff. Mike and I are here to share some good things with you. If you have some great things that you've come across lately, please send it to us. We love to share. Just send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. That's B-U-R-G-E. Sometimes people want to put an E in there, but it's a U. Tri-State Livestock News is a reliable source for agriculture news, market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and more. They cover all aspects of agriculture, information on grains, forages, sheep, hogs, dairy cattle, new and used farm and ranch equipment, and upcoming ag-related events. It's all part of the comprehensive weekly coverage provided by Tri-State Livestock News. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
It's been a couple of months now since we stopped in at yesterday's Antiques up in Spearfish, South Dakota, so I'm sure a lot of their merchandise has turned over by now.
So.
It goes kind of comes and goes, so you need to check in there every once in a while. They're open on Main Street, 10 to 5, Monday through Saturday, or by appointment. More than 25 vendors and an ever-changing lineup of merchandise through there. Some great antiques and collectibles at yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish. So, Kim, what do you have to share?
I have got a piece entitled Mutual Respect. And, of course, Chris Isaacs wrote this, and we love to share his work. Down on the blue where the canyons run deep and the mesas are both steep and high, the cattle run wild and they stick to the brush to a place that most punchers won't try. But old John Bennett and his partner, Bob, were at home in this devil's playground. They rode rock-pounding horses and had cow-savvy dogs. Better brush hands were seldom found. They decided one winter to work Rousinsock Creek and camp at the old VT shack and corral. So they loads all their plunder on a half-dozen pack mules and start into this cowpuncher's hell. Now, most good things have one or two flaws, and the glitch in this one was a mule named Lightning. She was smart as a whip and mean as a snake, a combination most hands would call frightening. With her feet, old Lightning was quick as a cat. She could kick the wings off of a fly. She'd bite, she'd buck, she'd refuse to get caught. She'd aggravate you and not even try. But the worst trick she had, the one that brought tears, was when she'd fall back on the lead line, because then she'd bust loose and scatter the string. She'd cause many a wreck in her time. But old John was a thinker and prone to use tricks. He wasn't about to let that mule rule the trail. He bought a shock collar, like dog trainers use, and attached it to old Lightning's tail. He said, "Now, Bob, you take the control, and I'll take the lead. And when you see that old mule start to do it, you just give me a holler, and I'll dally up close. Then you take this buzzer and pour the juice to it." So off down the trail, this mob perambulates, one dummy, six asses, and a fool, John just waiting and Bob anticipating the education of their electrified mule. Well, it wasn't too long till school was in session, because old Lightning was planning to bolt. But a surprise like she was fixing to get, she ain't had since she was a colt. She picked her spot and put on the brakes, but old Bob was paying attention. He yelled, "Here she comes, John," and then hit the switch, which sort of started a stuntman's convention. When the spark hit her tail, old Lightning broke wind and jumped right in the saddle with John. Then the whole dang wad went over the cliff, and before you could blink, they was gone. Well, John, his horse, and old Lightning all went flying off into space, left Bob up there on top of that bluff with an incredulous look on his face. In disbelief, he watched them do a half gainer and land in a big old cedar tree. Old John just a-screaming, "I ain't ready yet, Bob," and discussing that mule's pedigree. Now, as cowboy wrecks go on a scale good to bad, this one only rated just fair, because John was only 6 weeks in the hospital and only 5 days in intensive care. Well, now, John and old Bob are back working. The blue and old Lightning, she still works the trail, but she stays right in line and she don't buck at all. And John, he don't put a thing on her tail. Okay, Mike, that was a mouthful and that was a lot of fun. Let's go a little lighter here. An elderly couple sat on their front porch on a Saturday night. The old man put his arm around his wife, gazed at her romantically. "You know, in the moonlight, your teeth look just like pearls." The old woman looked at him suspiciously. "Oh, yeah? Who's Pearl? And what were you doing in the moonlight with her?"
I didn't see that one coming. Thanks for sharing today, Kim. And folks, if you have things to share, send them to kimhburge@gmail.com. We'll take a look at those. One day we might be able to use them right here on The Good Stuff.